Isaiah 55. I'd like to read and consider just a moment. Verse 1. Isaiah 55. Verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. This afternoon, I had a little cassette tape, popped it in, and it was a fella preaching that I knew, haven't talked to him in years and years and years, and listened to the message that he preached. It's out of John 1. Just as straight doctrinally as I'd ever heard. Just right down the line. I listened to that and began to think, this fella, as far as I know, doesn't preach anymore. Quit. Just gave it up. And left and went off, started doing something else. The thing that struck me about it was that as I listened to the message as he developed it, it was a very good construction, very good delivery. Brother Scott was in the congregation because I heard him call his name. And I thought to myself, you know, but for the grace of God, somebody one day would pop in one of my tapes and would say, but for the grace of God. You know, I remember hearing that guy, and he's not around here anymore. But for God's grace. And they'd say that about you too. But for God's grace. This is New Year's Eve. We've come to the end of another year. And, you know, but for the grace of God, none of us would be here tonight. I looked at this passage of Scripture. Isaiah was the penman. The Spirit of God is the author. I read that first line. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Now let me tell you, tonight I'm going to speak for just a very few moments to a particular group of people. I pray I'm one of them. A group of people that possess some specific characteristics that have been obtained by the grace of God Almighty. It's serious business. We didn't just come to church. It's serious. I'm not the one that chose the characteristics. Not the one that chose the message. I'm a messenger. At best. John said, I was just a voice. That's what he said. I'm just a voice. But if there be any here tonight that truly possess these characteristics, they do so by God's grace. And they rejoice. Rejoice. They don't glory in themselves. They don't think that they've produced the characteristics, but in their heart, they praise Him who has saved them and called them by His grace. First of all, I'm speaking to some folks tonight that are thirsty. That's what Isaiah said. Ho, everyone that thirsteth. Now that word, thirsteth, means thirsts and thirsts and thirsts and keeps on thirsting. Didn't thirst one time. Ho, everyone that keeps on thirsting. That's thirsty. Is there one here that thirsts after the Lord Jesus Christ? That thirsts to worship Him? Thirsty for fellowship? The Lord Jesus said in John 7:37, if any man thirst, here's what He says, if any man thirst, let him come unto Me, let him drink. What else does a thirsty man desire but to drink? That's what he desires. If a man or a woman is here tonight and they thirst after Christ, if God has given them a heart to thirst after Him, that is a precious possession. That is a precious gift of Almighty God. Because if He left us to ourselves, we're sitting here going through the motions, and that's all we're doing. That's all we're doing. We're making a show. We're showing up. You know, we made our entrance. That's all we're doing. But if He has given me or you a heart to thirst spiritually, soul thirsting after Him. Oh my, what a possession. And a believer has this attitude. Lord, take not Thy Spirit from me. For David said, the awareness of Your presence. Lord, it is by Your grace that I thirst after You. I know it. I'm convinced of it. Lord, You have made me. I am what I am by the grace of God. Oh, if any one thirsteth. What a desire. I'm serious. Me and Brother Scott were talking just a few moments ago. How many places in not just this county, Marion County, but just name a few other counties around here. How many places are there where the Lord would raise up a body of believers and would give those believers, give those people, those sinners, a thirsting after Him? Oh, if any man, if anyone thirst. The Lord said in Matthew 5:6, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And you that know Him know that. That is a blessing. That's a blessing. Oh, I can tell you for a fact, just as sure as I'm standing here, there's a time I didn't thirst after Him and said I did. I was just a lying scoundrel. I was lying. I wasn't fooling God. I may have fooled myself. Thirsted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. That new heart, the soul, thirsts not for the world, not for the world's pleasure, not for the world's money, fame, and ease, but thirst for Him. Thirst for Him. A heart made to hunger and thirst after Him. Oh, you that know something about that, isn't that precious? Isn't that a precious thing? Isn't that thing? Lord, thank you. Thank you that you'd give me a heart to come here. That you'd give me a heart to thirst after you. Natural water, oh, it'll temporarily satisfy the body, but it doesn't do it eternally. Doesn't do it truly, effectually. But Christ told the woman at the well, He said, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give shall never thirst." Never thirst. Why? They're satisfied. They're satisfied with Him. David says, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God." I pant for Him. Oh, everyone that thirsteth for righteousness. I'm talking first of all to some thirsty folks. Anybody thirsty? Anybody thirsty? Secondly, I'm talking tonight to some spiritually poor folks. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, hath no money. Now these are the people that know something about Almighty God. These are some folks here that know something of Him. They're thirsty for Him, thirsty for His righteousness. They thirst after Him. And they're poor. They have no money. Spiritually poor. I'm talking to some that God has made to be beggars. Spiritual beggars. If Almighty God has made you to be a beggar before Him, you need Him. You need Him. It's not you and Him together, as those bumper stickers, you know. Me and Jesus, you know, have a good thing going, or honk if you love the Lord. Or I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a beggar, a spiritual beggar. He that's thirsty and he that has no money, no silver, no worth. I looked up every reference in Scriptures for beggar and begging. Beggar and begging. There's not one place in all Scripture where there was ever a beggar that asked for mercy. The hands of our Lord, not one beggar, not one place was ever found in Scripture where one beggar ever asked for mercy and didn't get it. Beggar. Blessed, Scripture says, the Lord says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the beggars. Spiritual beggars. 1 Samuel 2:8 says, He lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes. Beggars. Poor in spirit. Those that have nothing to purchase salvation with, and they know it. They knock. They've been given a heart to thirst after Him. And they knock at the door of mercy. They ask for forgiveness from sin on the merit of Christ's blood and seek Him. Him. They're beggars. And what are these thirsty beggars told to do? Oh, everyone that thirsteth, listen, come ye to the waters, you that have no money. Thirsty beggars, come ye to the waters. Now, you know, when I first read that, I looked at that word waters. Waters. Come ye to the waters. Waters. What we've got to do is we're going to have to compare Scripture with Scripture to find out. But you know what it is. In John 7:37, the Lord Jesus Christ, I just quoted this, He said, "If any man thirst," what did He say? "Let him come to" who? "Me." That's what He said. "If any man thirst, let him come to Me." Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. Come to me, he said. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride said, come. Let him that heareth come. Let him that's athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Isaiah 45:22. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there's none else. What does it mean to come to the waters? I'll tell you exactly what it means. It means come to Him. Turn with me, and I'll show you something in Jeremiah 13. I'll just tell you this, and it'll help you. It helped me. It's a Hebrew word, and this is the way it said it. It's a Hebrew word that has a dual sound, waters, with a singular meaning. Waters. Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me. Now let's look at that. You see that? They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Look at Jeremiah 17:13. Jeremiah 17:13. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake Thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from Me shall be written in the earth, because they've forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. He is called the waters, the living waters. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. The Lord said, come to Me. Your thirst, come to Me. The fountain of living waters. Water. So when we read the waters here in Isaiah 55, that word we read there, waters, we speak of the same one who is the living waters in Jeremiah. And He's the Lord in John 7 who said, come to Me. Come, oh, everyone that's thirsty, come to the waters, the fountain of waters, the fountain of living waters. The Lord who is one, who is our surety, our representative, our substitute, our righteousness, our mediator, our advocate, our prophet, our priest, our king, our hope of eternal glory. The waters. Come to the waters. He won God. But He is our all and in all. He's my prophet, my substitute, my Lord, my King. Come to the waters. Come in heart. Come by faith. Come. Approach. Come, ye to the waters. Abandon all false notions of establishing a righteousness before God Almighty in yourself. Come, you thirsty beggars. Come, empty-handed, to Him. Come to the waters, to Christ, not baptism, placing your hope in baptism, you're placing your hope in church membership, placing your hope in a pastor, you come to the fountain of waters Himself. Revelation 21:6 says, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. The soul that is athirst for Christ Himself. Thirsty. Thirsty for His righteousness. Thirsty for His pardon. Thirsty for communion with Him. And thirsty for a greater knowledge of Him. Come to the waters. I'll tell you this. A poor sinner. A beggar. One without money, a drawn sinner, made to be thirsty for Christ,
comes, he does come.
Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Come to the waters, he that hath no money. Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money, without price. Now, you know, you think about this. Come and buy. Come and buy. Buy. Like the man that found the goodly pearl of great price, the Scripture said he sold all that he had and bought it. Buy. A man made to be thirsty, a woman made to be thirsty, beggars before Almighty God, sees the Lord Jesus Christ as the treasure, the pearl of great price. But the Scripture says here, come ye buy. Buy. Now, you know, normally, now this is the way we think. We buy something by paying the price. That's how you buy something, isn't it? Buy. Buy something. You got something to sell. I got some money. I give you the money. You give me the merchandise. I bought it. I paid for it. I got something to glory in. I paid it. Right? Isn't that the way we do it? I'm honorable about it. I paid for it. But the Scripture says here, you have no money. Come ye and buy. We have no worthiness. We have nothing to buy with. But somebody would say, well, I'd buy it by faith. That's how I buy it. That's what an Arminian believes. An Arminian believes that God has got something to sell. Salvation. An Arminian says, I got faith. How much is the salvation? I'll pay it. I got the faith. That's salvation by works. You don't buy by faith. You have nothing. Buy, the Scripture says. Come ye and buy. The Lord said in Revelation 3:18, buy of me gold tried in the fire that thou mayest be rich. Buy of me. The word buy right here is procure. 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 Without money. Come and procure without money, without anything you have. Salvation is by grace. Salvation is by grace. For by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourself. It's the gift of God. It is God Almighty that makes a man thirsty. It is God Almighty that makes that man to realize he's a beggar before God. And it is Almighty God that gives him salvation. Come, procure. It's the gift of God. You didn't buy it. You didn't have anything to pay. You didn't have anything to pay with. Come and buy. And eat. But I'll tell you this, how can one buy if the Lord Jesus Christ is not the one for sale? How can one buy if he has nothing to pay with? He can't. Come and buy. No man can. It must be by grace. Come and procure and eat. Come ye, procure and eat. Eat of me. It's a personal appropriation. Come, buy, eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk. Wine, here is the heart-reviving comfort of the pardon from sin. It is the peace of God by His blood and milk, the soul nourishing word of the gospel. These are procured by grace. Get it out of your mind that you bought anything and you paid for anything. You procured it by grace. That's what the word means. We get it in our mind that the word buy means I paid the price. I paid for it. I gave whatever it cost. It is the gift of God. Let me read it like this. Ho, everyone that is spiritually thirsty, come ye to the Lord Jesus Christ, the fountain of waters. And you that are beggars, that have nothing, come ye, procure it from Him. Get it from me and eat. Eat of me. Appropriate it. Yea, come, buy or procure peace. Peace. And nourishment, milk, without money, and without price. How do you buy something without price? There is no price for you to pay. The price has already been paid. The Lord Jesus Christ, the one who procured salvation, redeemed, come, procure it. Wine. They're procured, the gift of God. If you do something to buy, then you have something to glory in. This is without price. You see, one has to be made thirsty. Is anyone thirsty? Has God given any man, any woman in here a thirst after Him? If you're thirsty, come. I'm not talking. Stop thinking right now back when you first believed. I'm talking about tonight. If anybody's thirsty tonight, if you're thirsty tonight, He made you thirsty. If any man thirsts, if any man's thirsty, come right now. We come now, and we come now, and we come now. We come. Only beggars will come. And they will come without money, without worth, empty-handed, empty. By grace, they're saved, and they feast upon the gift of Almighty God. Come by, eat it. Taste of the Lord. See that He's good. And in Him, they procure as the gift of God the comfort of Him. And they procure also the peace that their sin has not been imputed to Him. By the truth, this is what Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not. Now you think about that. Can you sell that? I mean, can you buy that? You got something to pay. Buy the truth. What are you going to buy it with? Without money, without price, buy the truth, procure it. By God's grace, procure it. If a man has bought the truth, procured it, he has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as his hope of glory. The Scripture says, buy the truth and sell it not. I started off this message talking about someone a few years ago that I heard preaching a message that was doctrinally sound. Sounded good. And in time, he quit and he went somewhere else. He sold it. He sold it. Let it go. Let it go. A man has sold the truth. He left it. The Scripture says they went out from us because they were not with us, not of us. For surely had they been of us, they would have remained. If you're here tonight thirsting after Him, hungering after Him, if Almighty God has given you by His grace a knowledge of who He is, if you have procured Him by your grace, the Scripture says you bought Him. Buy the truth. Procure it. Obtain it. And don't sell it. Don't sell it. If a man remains to the end faithful, they that endure to the end shall be saved. If you endure to the end, it's because God will keep you. He'll keep you. Kept by the power of God. Kept by Him. Whole. Anybody thirsty, come to the waters. Come for that money, that price. Come, buy and eat. Feast on Him.